All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
As you know, I enjoy thrifting.
Yeah, it's a fun activity for everybody.
Yeah, it's another episode of GB Thrifts.
Self-sufficiency is not working at the Salvation Army. Self-sufficiency is not moving in with Chelsea Brookie. Self-sufficiency makes all the other hip kids sing. La 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 la. And it makes everybody dance.
I enjoy thrifting. I love it because it is largely random.
You
can go and you can go in with an idea of what you want to get, but you can also just kind of see what pops up.
Yeah.
You get weird things.
The one constant is that box set of the VHS version of Titanic.
That will be there
yeah.
at all of them for 50 cents or a dollar. Though there's, you're always going to find yourself help, stuff like that. But you can find some truly rare treasures, I find.
Yeah, I find that as well.
I find.
I don't know why I expected this to be contentious.
It's not. I was explaining for other people who are maybe unfamiliar with the concept of thrifting. Perhaps they have their maids go out and buy everything brand new.
Nice.
So I went out thrifting, and you know me, I'm a huge Gabriel Knight fan.
Of course,
I love it.
It's it's hard not to be, but you are a huger Gabriel Knight fan than most. A more ardent Gabriel Knight.
Now who's making it contentious? I am the biggest. I already have the soundtrack CD. Mm-hmm. I have both novelizations.
Ooh,
that's true. But I found here this CD here is sound effects and voice samples from Gabriel Knight.
Oh wow, this must be like from the production, the production of the game. This doesn't seem like something that would be commercially released.
No, it's just a disc with some Sharpie written on it.
Oh,
so I said it. And I was figured what's it's worth a gamble, right? Like it could be fake, could be somebody just doing their own thing. But I figured I would do it, and it's largely corrupted. It's pretty scratched up,
okay.
Which happens a lot of times when you get things from Goodwill. But there is only one track that still works on it.
Okay.
And here, let me go ahead and click here and go, crash. See?
Okay.
Crash. Crash. Crash, crash, crash. Crash.
Yeah.
So I figured this might suggest a thing, so I wanted to invite you over to my party where you listen to my brand new remix.
Oh, it's a crash mashup.
It's, well, close. It's not quite a crash mash. but there's probably another word for what you might call such a thing.
Oh.
let me go ahead and just tee up the album here.
Okay.
And drop the needle on the record so you can hear my brand new remix for my crash bash.
Oh, fun.
And my ID too.
Just tell me anything.
There'll be a song there.
Okay.
Okay. Cool. I'll find Tim Curry saying that and put some techno music under it.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Yeah. No, this is good. This is bumping.
It's thank you. Yeah. It's
I really appreciate the use of Gregorian chant.
I generally don't seems like that. So
this is well before Gary has actually made this, so I like the idea that I am giving him demands.
Yeah, it's a real tables have turned kind of thing. You have hoisted me upon my petard, and now I shall Google what a petard is.
Yeah.
But welcome to the Crash Bash. Here's some party favors, including, and I Googled, I was looking for Crash Bash party favors, and all I found were these shitty PS1 discs that were 97 cents each.
Jesus Christ.
And here you are.
Yeah, fuck.
Meow.
I am Gary Butterfield.
I am Cole Ross.
And you're listening to Abject Suffering, the show where we play bad games. You don't have to.
Why are you doing this to us?
Mm-hmm.
I like that. That has a little bit more venom behind it.
Mm-hmm. I don't like Crash.
No.
Yeah. When I Google search myself and when somebody on a message board called me an idiot, I think called me a fucking idiot because I said Crash games are bad. And after that happened, I was like, "Yo, Crash games really bad." I downloaded a couple PS1 ROMs and they are.
Yeah.
And this one is also bad.
Yes. People take Crash very seriously.
They love their fucking Crash, dude.
Yeah. That's the majority of the GameFAQs content that I actually pulled back from this.
People love it. Like people love Crash.
Yeah. And you will find no disagreement from me, even back contemporaneously when I was playing this, like at my cousin's house, I was very frustrated just in general by the entire experience.
Yeah. I just put on the speedrun in the background and just, it popped up with some of their Island Rhythms bomb.
Yeah. So neither of us like Crash Bandicoot. I'm very happy that team went on to make some good games after this.
My understanding is that those are good. Like, I've not played them, but I was so put off because of the pedigree.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like I wouldn't be opposed to it. And people have suggested them for the show and stuff, and I wouldn't be against that. Like, I'd do a Jack and Dexter, or is it Ratchet and Clank?
I can't remember.
No one can remember.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is Naughty Dog, so like I was specifically referring to Uncharted and Last of Us.
Oh, okay, right? Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you meant like what they did immediately after.
Yeah, no, Jack and Dexter is the one. Yeah.
Okay. I couldn't remember which of those two they did.
You know who might be the biggest Jack and Dexter fan?
Dennis,
yes.
Yeah, he loves those games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't sure if you're aware of that fact. It's very, like, he plays them with his kids.
Yeah, I knew it was a Dennis fact.
Yeah.
I subscribe to DennisFact.com. Like, I get an email once a day that tells me a fact about Dennis. And it's like, Dennis is at least as tall as his mom. I'm like, oh, shit. Okay. good to know. I wouldn't be opposed to doing any of those things. I wouldn't be opposed to doing other Naughty Dog stuff. I generally think Naughty Dog is, like, maybe a little bit, like, overrated as a studio.
Yeah.
Like I'm not super into the Uncharted. I like The Last of Us. Mm-hmm. Like, but there's something about that cinematic, like very modal gameplay steez that I'm not real into.
Right, right.
You know, like, oh, it's the shooting time. Oh, it's the stealth time. Oh, it's the climbing time. It's the walking time. Like those games feel very artificial to me.
Yeah.
They've undeniably, for never quite turning into something I like, they're undeniably better than they used to be. Because I feel like those Crash games like are just like really not very good.
Yeah. And they're trading on like something that worked. Like, people are attached to these characters enough so that, like, in the opening to this game, we are to be very concerned about the battle for good and evil.
Yeah, between these two like stupid tiki masks. Like, is this like this aesthetic, I think, is very frustrating to me.
Yeah.
Like, I do not like the weird island aesthetic that everything feels very slapped together. Like, I guess, you know, you have to have an aesthetic,
mm-hmm.
you know, so you may as well choose one, is what it feels like to me.
Yeah. It also doesn't feel like necessarily very Australian. I think of a Bandicoot, I think of Australia, but that's not what they're trading on. It's like a general, like, Pacific Island kind of vibe, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's like a Samoan Bandicoot, you know? Like, that's what I want. Like, I want like him to be like slamming Pog and Spam.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Sorry, you say Pog and I think PAWG.
Yeah, I meant the juice, but it both worked. And also, like, you know, we I'm sure we talked about this before, but the main exposure that I had to Crash Bandicoot was his ornery relationship and commercials to Mario.
Yes.
So that commercial with him outside the Nintendo headquarters just kind of yelling at Mario,
mm-hmm.
this guy in the suit. It's like, even I don't like Mario 64, and I knew this was a way worse game when I played it.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a shitty endless runner. You know, you're on those tracks, you know, is what it feels like.
Yeah. I mean, like, this, it just feels like a higher fidelity version of Bug.
Yes.
Honestly. Yeah.
Well, I mean, but with less, because you're on the lane, though, right? Like, Crash games, you're always, it's like a 2D game that is in 3D space. It's all the disadvantages of a 3D platformer, like not being able to gauge your distances very well.
Yeah.
With no exploration.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a rail platformer. Mm-hmm. Like a rail shooter.
A rail platformer, yeah. You know, sometimes it goes toward you. Sometimes it goes away from you. Sometimes it's like side to side. It's always about bashing boxes.
Yeah. And yeah. And you hit a lot of boxes and collect a lot of assets.
Yeah.
You know, it's a very like Euro platformer kind of feel.
Yeah.
Like it has that, you know, Banjo-Kazooie asset supremacy.
But it's like, so it's funny that you mentioned Banjo-Kazooie, because I always get like the aesthetic of this and Banjo-Kazooie mixed up, because they both have like, so Banjo-Kazooie has like what, like the witch doctor kind of thing. Like,
yeah,
they're both kind of trading on like tribal culture in this really weird way.
Yeah, that yeah. Probably, I mean, if we were going to be, you know, I understand this is not the only thing to do this, but if we wanted to be severe parodies of ourselves,
yeah,
you know, that's probably not best practices.
Yeah.
That's not the reason why I don't like this game. It doesn't have to do with like the aesthetic, but it's just like, this is the first Crash game we've done for the network. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. We've never done one. And so like, I expected this to be a little bit of this general errata at the beginning about our, you know, kind of just
type five on Crash.
Yeah. Type five on just like really, really not liking this before we go into Crash Bash itself, which takes those characters that you're expected to be really invested in. And if you look at the message boards, oh boy, people really are. And puts them into a party game kind of situation, as you know, as what happened in the late 90s.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just a weird thing of being a nostalgia prison, you know, being in a nostalgia prison, it feels like.
Yeah.
You know, like if I had this instead of Mario, maybe I'd be into it.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it just looks really ugly and tasteless. In a pretty serious way. It does a couple things for the specific, the party game version of this, does a couple of like interesting but really misguided things. First, like all the characters are not equal.
Right.
They have different stats. So like, since you're rotating through a series of mini games, like fewer than you think,
mm-hmm.
you know, it looks like there are a lot of them, but
they're seven total. Yeah.
Yeah. They do a lot of repeats or like very minor variations.
Mm-hmm.
But having like some characters better than others, like, they're going to be better at different mini games than others.
Yeah.
Like that seems like a mistake, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, like that makes sense on something like Mario Kart, but like if Mario Party, like Bowser just dominated at one of those things, that stands kind of athwart what Mario Party tries to accomplish with its meta, with its meta.
Because you choose which game to play.
Yeah.
You know, like it's not random. It's not like you have to go through all of them. Like you choose, or at least you choose the order mm-hmm. and stuff. So and I don't think you play through every, you know, you might play through every mini game because Cole, the speed run on this, like over, give me the over under on the speed run on this, and then give me your over under the any percent and the completion one, and don't look it up because it's gonna blow your goddamn mind.
Okay, so the any percent seems like the one that would be very surprisingly long. Let's say it's like 2 hours.
It is. It's like 2 hours and 23 minutes.
Okay.
So for any percent speed run, so any percent means you can use any glitch and stuff.
Right.
The completionist speed run. 10.5 hours.
Jesus fucking Christ, really?
10.5 hours, dude.
Good God.
Like, what? Who is doing that?
Well, somebody did.
Yeah, I mean, but
somebody who should be on
SMBM stuff is doing it. Supersized bowel movements is doing it. Just like that fused character Coco.
Yeah.
That's bonkers, dude.
Yeah. No, like so somebody who should be on medical assistance. Like, or just observation. You know, so they should be getting like you know, like just welfare stops every once in a while.
Yeah. like check-ins.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like doing a welfare check.
Yeah.
Meals on Wheels doesn't deliver them food. It just says the, hey, how you doing, buddy?
Yeah, yeah.
Like weekly, how you doing check.
Yeah, right.
Man, and like you can watch a 2.5 hour speedrun of this that's commentated. So like you can find like learn all these tricks if you want to speedrun Crash Bash.
Well, yeah.
That's strange to me.
I mean, two hours. That seems like a record that has a little bit of wiggle room.
Yeah, 2 hours is actually the world record. This one that's the 2 hours and 20 minutes is the former world record.
Mm, okay.
So there people are shaving minutes off this stuff. But like, that's just very strange to me. And you think like, oh, that's just speedruns. Like, no, there's not commentated speedruns for every game because I've looked. Like that's a part of the research process for this game and for other things we do, or this show and other shows we do on the network. And mm-hmm. also I like watching speedruns. So
yeah,
like...
Yeah.
It is only things with bizarrely passionate fan bases that get this kind of love.
Yes.
And Crash is that.
And so one of the reasons why these speedruns would be inordinately long is so in order to progress like to sets of different, like to a different room with quote unquote different games, you have to play every game that is available in a particular room. And so there are also multiple rounds that happen each time because you're trying to like get a medal count.
They're
to
long.
Get the trophy. Yes.
Like, and that was the biggest thing that got in my way of enjoying this game. Uh-huh. Like I was playing the first one I did was the pinball kind of one, like the crossfire.
Yeah.
You know, a bunch of pinballs go on the screen and you just have to be a goalie. Like it's kind of like air hockey.
Yeah.
Which I can get down with in the abstract.
Fine. Yeah.
You know, but you do three rounds of it and each one's like a few minutes long. Like mm-hmm. it is the iteration rate is not high enough for a party game.
Yeah. So like Mario Party is unbearable. However, it also like, you know, it tends to throw a bunch of different stuff at you, right?
Yes. You know, and there's a huge variety. And these maybe are better, like some of them are better games. Like air hockey one is probably a better game than the average Mario Party game.
Yeah, I like that the pogo paint one.
Okay.
Where you're like trying to amass a number of kind of like squares that you're painting and then you like cash them in. Like that's actually I like that.
I would have liked it if it were not 90-second intervals.
Yes.
You know, it just goes on for too long. Like I liked it the first time I did it.
Yeah.
And then they introduce a lot of minor variations of these things.
Yeah, yeah. So,
you know, so
this has many, many games in the same way that, like, if you bought a handheld at a kiosk at the mall that said this has 2,000 games, most of them are Tetris variants.
Yes. You know, and every different game mode has a different title to it. And you just have to look at a bunch of crash shit when you're doing this. Like, I'm just, like, watching the speedrun now and I'm watching these, like, polygonal idiots going around on this thing. And I'm just, this is so ugly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, usually when something has a pronounced aesthetic, I can kind of get behind one particular aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Reba McEntire just liked... Nope. That is somebody who pretended to be Reba McEntire.
Okay. just got some Reba action?
Yeah. No, it is somebody who generally follows me, but has changed their display name on Twitter to Reba McEntire.
Okay.
And also,
it worked.
Yep.
It fooled you.
Good job, elected undead.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to completely derail it, but that would have been what the episode is about.
That would have been pretty strange. Like, what if Reba McEntire was, and not even a fan of the network, just you?
Those redheads have to stick together, you know.
Yeah, it's just
there's a solidarity.
Just tweeting your gender code.
Yeah, I forget what I was even saying. What was I talking about?
You got Reba, dog. You got reamed. You're saying that usually when there's a pronounced aesthetic, one part of it you think is good.
Yeah, or not good, but just like I can kind of appreciate it, right? But like,
yeah,
you know, so like even if the Doritos themselves are you know. Gross looking, the colors might be fine, right? Like, there's a good color palette. Like, you know, there's a general like pick two-ness to you know, three options pick two to most visual design, you know, especially in this era. Nothing about this really sticks out to me as being like pleasant though.
No,
like I can't even say, oh, it's colorful, because it's colorful in the bad way. It's the bad kind of colorful.
It's pretty, everything's pretty muddy and like tinted.
Yeah,
you know, so and what I think that the way that you would have fixed this was just to have like brighter and flatter colors, as opposed to the kind of like texturing that's done or the shading that's done on everything.
Yeah,
like everything has a like a shadow to it, so it makes the entire thing look pretty muddy.
Yeah.
Somebody
out there is just losing their goddamn mind that we're nitpicking how they love.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't think you're like, there's plenty of stuff that I like that's regrettable.
Yeah,
you know, it's just like for me I think that Crash is an ugly bad game that I wish never existed, and I the people who made it, I bemoan their future success, and I think that, you know, honestly, if their children couldn't go to college, I'd be happier, and you know, all the things that you're secretly thinking are true. So anywho, Crash, undoubtedly the nation's favorite bandicoot. Right.
Probably, but I mean, like a bandicoot is something like an echidna. It's something nerds only know about because of video games.
Yeah. They're cuter than an echidna. I saw on my Facebook animal group, like, yeah, a really gross echidna. Like it was like hairless and it just looked like this weird, like it looked like a, like just a ball.
Yeah.
You know, like just a singular testicle that was lapping up water. Like,
just a testicle that got loose.
Just like a freestanding buddy, you know, like an option.
It just rolled down a pant leg and started, it started wandering toward the nearest water source, like a baby turtle.
Babe, pig in the city. Here I come. You know, it's just like, it's baby's day out. Like it was like that.
Yeah.
And it was gross. Whereas a bandicoot's actually, like, you know, coated with the requisite cute fur.
Yes.
To be cute throughout. But even if I just want to look up cute pictures of bandicoots, it's all polluted up with this fucking Crash remaster. So.
Yeah. Bandicoot, like, definitely more rodent-like than I thought. I've never actually looked at what a bandicoot looks like.
Huh. Yeah. It does not look like Crash the Bandicoot.
No. Maybe they both have ears.
That's true. They both have noses. Legs and arms. But, yeah. Yeah, definitely. It's a little like rodent rabbit.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah. You know, got a long snoot.
Yeah. I can get down with this guy.
Yeah.
Here's a fox eating one. I can get down with that as well.
As long as it's tails eating Crash.
Yeah. Well, put that into Google. And of course, like, if you just put in bandicoot, like, just the word bandicoot, like, the pollution that the hated Crash has done to this animal is such that not only when you Google image search it, are on the very first page, it's roughly a third Crash, and then you go scroll down, it's more and more the character.
Uh-huh.
You scroll down twice and you start getting fetish stuff immediately just for searching bandicoot. I have Crash's muscles and dick swelling up to unseeming proportions, him looking down at himself in shock because it's happened against his will, because that's a fetish thing. So as a commission, Casey Jones on DeviantArt.
So Gary, yep. I don't mean to throw this heat back at you. Usually, I mean, so what we forget is that Google is tailoring this stuff to us. I think that it's only polluted because of what Google knows about us.
Well, Cole, just because I masturbate to pictures of inflation porn from Crash Bandicoot, I don't think that's actually germane to this conversation.
Right,
like,
right.
I think that what I do, you know, to get off is really just between me and my God.
Between you, your God, and the NSA agent who's assigned to you.
Okay. Yeah. the brave men and women of Naughty Dog. It's been a while since I've looked up some, like, fetish shit, though.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess Google's probably got a long memory.
Yeah, no, that's, I think that might be the case. What I need to do is, like, call my mom and say, hey, can you Google bandicoot? And then she'll say, oh, like Crash? I'm like, fuck.
Oh, I guess there's a sexy girl bandicoot that Crash likes.
Coco. Yeah.
Yeah. Coco. I know.
She's Coco, who in the game is like three times his size.
Yeah. Which is really strange.
Yeah.
She's got a real thigh gap going on in this DeviantArt picture that's showing up on my Google image search, though.
Oh, I definitely got one. It's called Coco at the Oasis. Oh, this is on Know Your Meme. What the fuck?
That's strange.
Oh, just so this is the way. So I think the Know Your Meme is an unexpectedly good website and resource.
Yeah.
However, you also have this where it becomes, like, you know, under the topic, Crash Bandicoot as a meme, probably because of that weird fucked up polygon art one. Like, okay, because Crash Bandicoot is a meme, we get stuff like just this picture of Coco with rocking some real, like, Jessica Rabbit proportions, like dangling her toe into the water at an oasis.
That's a dreadful euphemism, Cole.
What?
Dangling your toe into the water at the oasis. We all know what you mean. Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a game it's kind of the opposite problem, where a game is so bad that it, like, becomes impossible to find, like, good stuff about it.
Yes.
It's so beloved that, like, it's impossible to find good stuff about it, because there's so much just kind of, like, fawning yet boring adulation.
Yes. Mostly people going to bat for, like, oh, it's not that bad, just because it's a Crash game and it has that on top of it. So, like, this is a very active board on GameFAQs, but it's not people, like, taking a shit on this. Like, if it is, they're just saying, like, oh, this is the first game that Naughty Dog didn't develop, so it's not as good, but, like, it still has these characters that I jerk it so right to. Again, no judgments. Like, that is a stripe in this.
Yeah, it's definitely a part of this.
Yeah,
is people just getting these fandoms. There's something, I mean, we don't need to relitigate this because it's a trope.
Uh-huh.
But just that idea, like, where people can just round up so much, you know, for, like, a character. Like, I just like this design so much that, like, this is the backstory I've created for this character. These are personality traits I've created for this character. And also, this character is my wife. You know, it's like a thing. And it's always surprising to me. Like, all it is like a drawing of an animal.
Right.
You know, an anthropomorphic animal. And that's all it takes. You know, like, all of a sudden you love this thing and, like, you're dedicating your life to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And don't get characters.
Like, I don't understand fiction.
Yeah, I don't understand fiction. Cole.
I went to the library. No such thing as a Crash Bandicoot existed.
Yeah.
this conspiracy goes all the way to the top.
Yeah, this is not real. This is a pack of lies.
Well, what the?
There's one game fact that I want to draw some attention to by Anime Master. Did you check out this guy?
No, I didn't. I really, if I was paying attention, I desperately need to pull up Anime Master. So,
well, there's a lot of cruff here. So I don't blame you. Like I just picked one and it happened to be a good one.
Okay.
Like, this is all luck.
Oh, I did. This is one of them. There are way more facts for this than you would expect for a party
game.
Yes.
Yes. And it's also a challenging party game. Like, it's a hard party game. So, like, that's part of the reason why there's so many facts, too, is because people play it because it has Crash on the name. They want to buy it.
Yeah.
This is very pure. Like, people, you know, I can't really, you know, bash this. But just like, you know, about me. Sorry. Well, I'm 13 years old and I play a lot of video games. I was a Nintendo buff up until the release of the PlayStation by Sony.
Both have TM.
Yep. I mostly enjoy RPGs and strategies.
Uh-huh.
However, I like a good party game now and then. I only like games that test skill, basically, although most people would say RPGs aren't challenging, my opinion. Crash Bash is a decent party game. I like that test skill, which I have tons of. Mwahaha. I beat it in 2 days. And yet I played it again and again and again. It really doesn't live up to the Crash name because Embryo became a good guy.
Yeah.
And they had so many bad guys to choose from. Why'd they bring Rilaru? And besides that, it's good. Very cute. I find him to be a cute boy.
Yes. 13 years old.
Master. Yeah, my 13-year-old getting out there good doing the fat game. Yeah. Getting in the fat game early, like a little Bow Wow, but a fax. You know?
Yeah, like a little Aaron Carter. Yeah.
Yeah.
My opinion of the Crash series. One of the first games I got with my PlayStation, I got three, was Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah, he's like, aw, buddy. I got Crash Bandicoot.
I tweeted in my tickets at the arcade for a whistle.
I have all the Crash titles because of the basic cartoon feel of it.
See,
I think they went overboard with Crash Team Racing. There are too many kart games out there. Above all, thumbs up. And also, this fact is the property of Anime Master. Don't fuck with it.
Yeah, no.
It's under copyright law. Yeah. However, all Crash Bandicoot and its affiliates are properties of Eurocom.
Of course.
So,
yeah.
He's protecting other people's copyrights.
He's out there. He's definitely defending everything. The fact that I pulled up is by GBNess.
Okay.
Okay. I pulled it up mostly because it's one of these. Introduction. GBNess takes up his sword and returns in his ninth fact thus far. He has been a pretty successful writer so far, so he decided to return to the facking world with another one. Shameless self-banter.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Thank you, GBNess.
Thank you. I am so happy. Richard GBNess Beast.
For all the guy... Thanks to Stephen Eng for hosting this fact on IGN Facts. Well, this is the first time I've ever seen Thank IGN.
Huh.
Interesting. For all the guys who first got me into writing game facts and all the best friends like Shinaroth X, Psycho Mantis Penguin, Meowthem 1, CVX Freak. Hey, CVX Freak.
Hey, yeah.
Carpa, Crazyrian, Gabambriel, Aza, OMGU Troll, Warhawk, Cyril Supernova, Minesweeper, Alaska Fox, me Frog, our god names, M Tincher. Yeah, do a quiz like real quick. Are you an Anime Master or are you a GBNess?
Okay.
Like a YM style quiz. So if people are listening at home, get out a piece of paper and pencil.
Yeah.
And for every answer that you answer, if you do the first one, you put down zero. Mm-hmm. Maybe do the second one, you put down one.
Okay.
And then we'll do your total at the end.
Okay. Gary, I don't know if I have the mental energy for this. Yeah. Well, let's try it.
We're doing it. Rise, motherfucker. Okay.
Yeah.
How often do you tell people the number of games you got with your PlayStation? Is the answer some? Do one. If the answer is what? Do zero.
Yeah. How important is humility in a significant other? If the answer is very, put one. Is one the anime?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Put one. If you put not at all, then put zero.
Mm-hmm. Imagine a mobster. The mobster, his family has tried to get him out of the crime game. However, they keep pulling him back in. Do you sympathize? If you sympathize with the family, do one. If you sympathize with the mobster, do zero.
What is that background noise, Gary?
That's me. That's me firing up my electronic crash sex doll. I'm going to. It's a Cortex mask with a vibrating tongue.
It's got four vibrating rings.
It's got a pleasure mush. Like it's equipped with a pleasing mush. It's got three rings and a secret ring that you can only reach if you achieve maximum nirvana. I don't know. I think it's one of my neighbors has fired up some kind of electronic thing. My window's closed too, so it must be loud.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Wait, I think we only need one more, and I think we can end this bit.
How about this? Is the unironic use of the word retard acceptable to you?
It's good. Yeah. If no, I don't know which one does that. Who?
Oh, that's definitely that's definitely a GBNS. That is not an anime fan.
Yeah, yeah, boy, we should actually talk about that section for a second. yeah, so that's do zero if you if no, if hell yeah, put one, and then tally up.
Yeah.
If you have two or more, you're definitely a GBNS. If you have two or less, you're definitely an anime fan. If you have two exactly.
Uh huh.
Then you are both.
Yeah.
You're the hybrid, you're species.
Yes. You should not be. You are a daywalker.
You are the daywalker. You can hunt both. What up, my fellow anime fans? Hey, man, how many PlayStation games you got? Some. What up, GBNS? I am the mighty sword. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, you retard. Anywho. So this is the contact rule section of GBNS, which this is pretty rough. I love getting good emails, so you're free to email me with questions at any time, but I will not answer questions already answered in the FAQ. I prefer emails with good grammar and subjects with time splitters too.
Just in general.
Or I will delete them. Also, don't send me emails about time splitters 1 or the time splitters 2 subject.
Please. This will get you deleted. I will send you the spam.
I'm definitely sending this guy an email about Time Splitters 1 with Time Splitters subject. Let me open up my email thing real quick.
Okay.
Don't send me things like this. He's pretty much asking for people not to yell at him.
Right.
Which I
understand. Yeah, which we do that all the time.
Yeah. Okay, subject. Time Splitters 2.
While you're doing that, I am rules. I recently closed my AIM list, so you will need to email me to be added to it. If you aren't one of my friends, still, I may unclose it sometime. I will update this guide when I end up doing so, so don't you worry. Oh, and if you end up on my list, don't bother sending me IMs like hey and hi and asking me what games I have, what sites I go to, and stuff like that. Honestly, I'm very busy often.
Cool. Yeah, okay. What's something about Time Splitters 1 I can ask this guy about in my Trojan horse email about Time Splitters 2? No, enough about Time Splitters 1.
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess I can look that up.
I don't know anything about Time Splitters.
I've been told that they're like good. Like we could probably do one of those for the show at some point.
We absolutely could. Like the thing that I know about Time Splitters is it was before I really understood dual analog stick first person games.
Yeah.
You know, I came to it like pretty much directly from GoldenEye. So I had no idea like just how to control it. It was very off-putting to me.
Okay, I looked up a fact on the awards fact.
Okay,
here on how to get awards. I assume are like achievements or like little things you can do in the game.
Yeah, yeah. It seems like okay. The kind of game that would have like unlock mutators.
Hey, GBNS. Hi. all right, I'm trying to get the ledge hopper award in TS1. And I'm having trouble. Any tips? Okay. Yeah, your friend, Carl. Okay.
Okay. Are you saying your name's Carl, but you're sending it from Gary?
I was, but it got Damon. The mailer Damon.
Oh, absolutely. I was going to say, again. Like, yeah. If I was a betting man.
Yeah, that was in the safe bet. It's a shame, though. Because, like, man. Someday one of those things will work out for us. I for anyone who ever thinks I'm faking those, I'm really sending them out, and I really would like to hear back. Like,
yeah.
I am upset that I have not received Pest Terminator gear.
Oh, that's immediately what I was going to go to. Like, yeah. That seems like such a gimme, you know?
Well, and I was probably as genuine as I've ever been with one of those things about that. Like I would have worn like a free Pest Terminator t-shirt.
It's a good logo. Like it's a good mascot.
I like that guy.
I'm looking at other reviews by GB Nest, but there seems to be mostly what you'd expect, honestly. Yeah. Like a bunch of JRPG stuff.
Yeah. And then Anime Fan, he retired. he's only has one of the review where it was like a Sims stuff back that he gave 5 stars to. He really liked it. But
as far as facts go, he was really just kind of terrified of that sophomore slump, so he went on to other projects.
Yeah. Just done in one. Having he's like James K. Polk. Having achieved all of his goals, annexed the territories, he's sought no second term.
Whoa, GB Ness is so prolific on his facts. Good God.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you just look at this, he's probably done like 30 of them.
GBness has done it, man.
Yeah. He's been there. He's been places. I'm trying to see if he's popped up anywhere else. He generally doesn't review stuff that we would, you know, generally do for this show. Like, yeah. It's like, really, this is the PlayStation 1 mascot is the point of overlap.
Pretty harsh on the Final Fantasy IV Advance.
Yeah, which is, I mean... Okay.
Like there are problems with that port, but like there are also advantages to it as well.
Yeah, it's also fine to play.
Like, yeah, and it's also still Final Fantasy IV.
Yeah, pretty hard on Final Fantasy X 2. And I'd be very,
surprised about that.
What's that?
Not surprised about that. Like, yeah, is he complaining about the girl power stuff? Like that's
maybe I lost his page, so it's hard to it's hard to tell. The headline was something like you know, they took some risks for originality, but at the sacrifice of quality. It's like, it generally plays like, you know, Final Fantasy X. That's fine. Like,
yeah. Oh, man.
So something to say.
Please continue. I was going to bring us out of that, but you can.
Something to say to the game's credit is that I went into this expecting it to be another board game kind of thing. Like to have some kind of like, okay, well, I'm going to have to watch every other computer controlled character roll their dice and walk their spaces and get the little graphic that plays when they do their stuff. No, you're just selecting the mini games. Like I have to, you know, that makes this less of a party game and more of a mini game collection, but I'm very happy I didn't have to go through that.
Yeah, me too. You know, and also I'll go one further thing and say that like, I could imagine having fun with this with people.
Yeah.
You know, it's not beyond my ken. Like I don't think it's that likely. Like I think we'd all get pretty bored.
Yeah.
Especially with the amount of you know, repetition you have to do. Mm-hmm. But like I can imagine it.
Yeah. Like none of the games on display here, the ones that I played, were like terrible.
Yeah.
You know, like the one that I really didn't care for was the Polar Panic. Like it's cute that you're riding around these tiny little polar bears, but just you know, like controlling this thing that is sliding around on ice. Not great.
Yeah. I would also say, well, I'm sure we talked about this in the Rugrats one.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there's a good party game?
I don't know. I mean, the answer is Rock Band, but
yeah. I mean, that's a solo and party game.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's, you know, like something that like, you know, it has to be like explicitly the party game genre,
like Sports Friends. Like that's like a bunch of that stuff is really good. Yeah.
Yeah. What is that one where you control the dongs?
Yeah.
what is that game? I have that.
Man, it's like something like Joust.
General Jousting.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. There you go.
That's a good party game. Like, I guess like, and you don't know Jack, obviously.
Yeah.
But those are a little different. Like you can play those in the living room, but those are also almost better, like online, like it's like a internet party game, like a traditional party game genre kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
We had a real dark period, like from 1990 to like 2010. There weren't good ones.
No,
feels like.
No, you got a bunch of stuff like Chef's Love Shack, South Park game.
And we really I just really cannot say enough that like the Mario Party games are the worst thing with Mario on the name.
Oh yeah,
like those games are intolerable. Like when I first got those, I was pretty heartbroken because I didn't like it wasn't like I just sat in my room and tried to play them by myself. I tried to bring my friends over, but we just got so frustrated. Mm-hmm. By them, like they're just really, really bad.
I'm happy that I never bought one. It was definitely just like a failed rental. Like I was really bummed out by it. Like I guess I didn't hate it enough to return it. Like when I rented Quest 64, but
yeah, it's a shame.
Yeah.
Because it become like a masochistic thing. I know that like the Giant Bomb guys play Mario parties and that it's like a meme-y thing.
Yeah, but they always do that with an audience. And when you do something with an audience, it changes it fundamentally, you know?
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. It can be fun to do bad things with an audience, for sure.
It's good to be bad.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, I just like a game that is designed in this vein to be a party game. I don't see it. Like it's really hard. Like I would say like it, like of its ilk, like what it mutated into gave me plenty of like fun holidays at my dad's playing Wii bowling, but
yeah.
You know, but like good.
Yeah. I was just going to say like the Wii sports titles are another example of like fairly decent.
Yeah.
You know,
the majority of the games that I've gotten a lot of fun out of playing with people, like in a party like setting, they're successful as other kinds of things. You know, I'm thinking of again, Rock Band, or like I would consider Smash Brothers to be a party game, like engage with on the level that I like to engage with Smash Brothers. It is a fun game to play while you're just fucking around.
Yeah. You can reconceptualize something like that.
Yeah.
You know, because like it's a Smash Brothers is a game that you can play at a party, but it's also just like a fighting game as well. Like people do that at Evo, you know. So it's you can play it as a party game, but
yeah, like it is successful in another area, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm. Yeah.
I don't know that I have anything else to say about Crash Bash.
No, I was going to talk a lot about being sick, but all I did was puke on the street 4 times. So there's not too much more to that. I just got really sick and puked on a street.
Yeah.
So it's pretty gross.
So this is this is a continuing saga because you definitely had that nosebleed that really ruined a Target employee's day.
Yeah. Yeah. That wasn't a nosebleed. That was a mouth bleed. That was
shit. Yeah.
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 But yeah, I'm the fluid bandit. hello, it's me, the fluid bandit. Just in case anyone's wondering who's leaving fluids around the city, it's me.
They deploy a chopper to find the fluid bandit.
Yeah, it's me. I'm in a basement. I'm fluid Batman. I'm fluid Batman.
Fluid Batman.
I love it. Leaving it everywhere. Waka waka waka.
But you said this happened. So okay, I'm gonna again grill you about the etiquette of this because you mentioned that this happened during a lift. Did you understand what was about to happen? Say like, hey, we need to pull the ripcord. Like, let's end my drive here. Go over to the side of the road. Send them along the way. Or did you lean out of their car and puke and then say let's go, let's hurry?
He had a little thing of icebreaker's gum, and I opened it up and did it into there. So I made a really bad soup. I asked him to stop. So okay. I was very polite to my Lyft driver at the cost of being very impolite to everyone else in Portland. Because he was really nice. He was one of those like sometimes can be too nice. Yeah. You know, like he's just really over gregarious and just like, oh, you know, the temperature's all right, let me know. And I was like, oh, you know, I just had the window open because I'm desperately trying not to vomit.
Right.
And then he's like, oh, this music, I just got my, you know, pretty good day, it's sunny. Yeah, I got my
stop talking. I'm getting nauseous, Gary.
It was exactly, and I just told him, I'm like, yeah, he's just like, you just getting off work? Because he picked me up from like the doctor, like from like across from a hospital, you know. Okay. So you think that, like, you know, he must be used to getting rides from there. And I was like, no, I just had the doctor, I'm not feeling very good, so I'm not trying to be rude, I'm just being quiet because I don't feel good. And he's like, okay. And then we just got maybe 2/3 way home, and I was like, you're gonna have to stop this because I don't want to be sick in your car. I just knew it was coming. And I'd already like got one out of the chamber at the doctor.
Okay.
Like it wasn't like, you know, so I thought I was safe. Like my stomach was empty.
You thought you bought yourself some time.
I did not buy myself enough time.
Right.
Just immediately, like I was hoping it wouldn't happen. I was kind of hoping when I got out, like I'd be able to walk, the air and like not being in motion would fix me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was viral. It wasn't motion related.
Right.
So it just didn't. And then several times on the way back, I just had like, I don't feel proud about it, but I just had to like kind of stand in the sidewalk and kind of go over to the side a little bit and then just kind of open my mouth and deposit and then keep walking.
Yeah.
You know, and I was trying to like look around to see if anybody, but I was so like, that walk home was surreal and terrifying.
I'm sure.
Like I felt so bad and I was just really gross. And like, I had a really huge splitting headache during it too. Like, it was, I felt like, you know, the doctor checked my vitals and stuff like that. I felt, and I didn't say anything, this isn't the doctor's fault, I felt like I shouldn't have gone home.
Oh, yeah?
Like, there's probably would have been a good idea to put me in the hospital.
Huh.
A little bit. Like, I was really in rough shape. Like wasn't walking straight, wasn't thinking straight, like really disoriented. You know, and then got home and was really fucking sick for like 4 days, and now I feel fine.
Yeah.
So it is not, because I'd gone in because of just general nausea. I'm like, let's get to the bottom of this, like just me just reverse chugging for no reason in the morning. Like every, and that doesn't happen all the time. Like obviously if that happened all the time, I'd do something about it. But
right.
It, you know, and because I just gone and visited Jeremy, and like I just felt sick like a lot of time in the morning, and it was hindering me. Mm-hmm. Like I was just like, I feel kind of shitty in the car driving around. Like I should be able to get up and get into a car. That shouldn't make me want to die.
Right.
So I just wanted to get to the bottom of that, and I didn't get to the bottom of that. I went to the doctor for that. At the same time, a really bad flu hit me. So
yeah, no, but that's terrible. The idea of, and it's, you know, I hate puking when I'm in my safe space, right? Like, yeah. You know, like the bed's right there, you know, but just the idea of being stranded in a street, because like, I don't know if you're like me, but like anytime I'm sick like that, or after like a violent event like that, like I just want to go slack. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I was very, and I had to walk like uphill home. Oh, like it was very hard. You know, and I just, yeah. So I would have loved to have gotten, or even just gotten indoors, even if I could have just like sat down on the floor of
puke in a mall.
Yeah. I would have loved to, like, seriously, like no joke. Like I was looking around for like a restaurant or something. Cause I would just lock myself in the bathroom, like sit on a closed lid toilet and just have a sit down for 15 minutes and might've been okay. And it just didn't happen. There just wasn't anything near there.
Yeah.
So it made me think about, because I walked out through the city and I'll see puke on the streets from time to time.
Uh-huh.
And I usually just think it's people partying the night before.
Right.
You know? And maybe it is, but this may give me some new sympathy for that. Because like maybe, you know, it is an involuntary action. Like I didn't choose to do it.
Right.
You know? So maybe that's just happening to people. Maybe people are just real sick.
Yeah.
I should be more sympathetic. So
probably.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, man. I'm happy you're feeling better.
Yeah, I'm doing better. I'm still not 100%. I was terrified because we're recording this, a couple days away from going to Milwaukee. And it's like, if doing that would have been last week, I don't know what I would have done.
Right.
Like, I couldn't have got on a plane like feeling like that.
No.
You know, and it's just like, I don't know what that would have meant.
Yeah.
So I may go to the doctor and be like, can you give me something that like a horse grade anti-nausea and sleep medication?
Yeah.
Like I need to be out, and there needs to be no chance of me knowing that I'm on a plane.
Yeah. I need to get some fenugreek up in this body, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I need a drip. A pill will not stand, because I won't keep it down.
No.
You know, it was just not happening. And then a couple of days, and it moved all around, like it went to throat town for a little bit. I couldn't talk. Like I lost my voice. And so it did a whole like tour de Gary as a thing.
Yeah, the old wandering flu.
Yeah, it was not my friend.
Yeah,
and I hated it.
Sounds terrible.
Yep, I hated it bad.
Well, I think we should go.
Yeah, it's about enough. It grossed enough people out talking about
yeah,
first chugging on the street. So yeah, thanks everybody.
Thank you.
Who suggested the crash bash?
Yeah, so this is a random poll. This is a random poll by Kilo.
Hey, Kilo.
Yeah.
Did Kilo have anything to say?
Nope.
Okay. So hopefully Kilo wasn't a super fan.
Yeah, that actually would be plausible, but who knows?
Yeah.
They know how we feel about games of this vintage. Yeah. They know how we feel about
that troublesome bandicoot.
That meddling marsupial.
Yeah, a very particular, a bandicoot of a certain stripe. Thanks everybody for listening to this. Sorry if it grossed anybody out.
Yep.
And if you like the show, if you like this show, you can support the network by going to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. Giving us $5 a month gives you a bunch of extra episodes of the show.
Yeah. And if you want the back episodes, those back bonus episodes, go to duckfeed.tv/store.
Yeah. Yeah. And we get that they get bundled up. They're a reasonable price and there are really good episodes in there.
Yeah.
We think. What else? Ratings, reviews. You can suggest games if you go to the Abject Suffering page and go into the about section. Is that still true?
It is abjectsuffering/suggest.
Ah, yes. Yeah, and I think that's probably about it.
Just about.
All right.
Until next time, who is Naughty Dog?
Who is Naughty Dog?
Let's enter this career-spanning retrospective.
Yeah, we got through that whole thing without talking about Dave Matthews Band's Crash Into Me, which I was expecting to do.
you thought that was going to be like minute five.
Yeah. So thank goodness.
But it's in the post roll. No. All right.
All right.
Cool, man. I'm going to go. I'm recording the level in like an hour. So I've got to eat some dinner. And then...
Yeah, grab some food. I'm going to grab some food before game night. So.
All right. Have fun.
All right. Talk to you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.